Hey, it's Fabricio here, and welcome to another Coffee Shop Millionaire video. Now, here's an awesome video, and by the time you're done with it, you're going to feel like you have a really solid action plan on becoming a coffee shop millionaire yourself. I've consistently made six figures a year with JVs, and there's no reason why you can't either. So let's go ahead and get going, and let's talk about joint venture millions. Now you're going to learn how to get experts and marketing top guns to promote your products for you. Now, what is a joint venture? And I'm going to refer to it as JV throughout this video presentation. So let's go into it. Why do you want JVs? Why do you want to do joint ventures? Well, you get almost instant results. I mean, JVs are responsible for millions in sales, you know, for Anthony Trister, fellow coffee shop millionaire, and so many others. So this is very, very exciting. You want to get endorsements from an expert, which really means higher credibility. So if you can get another expert on board to promote your product or your offer to their list, then that's going to lend their credibility. And the awesome thing is that you always pay for results, and that's it. So your total marketing expenses getting out the door is zero. So you don't need to have any kind of upfront money in order to make a JV work. It's always based on their performance. And the sales can be massive. I mean, there's people that can deliver 500, 1,000, 2,000 sales on a promotion. And imagine if you're making $10, $15, $20, $30 per sale, that money can add up fast. So now that we're excited about what we can do here, let's talk about where can we find these JV partners. Well, social networking, it's a great way to start. Facebook groups, forums, you know, the typical places where people are going to hang out. You want to join their mailing list. Make sure that you understand what it is they're marketing, how they're talking to their audience, and that's going to give you a much better idea of the type of products that they promote so that you know, before you contact them and you do all the work beforehand, you know that they would be the type of candidate to at least consider your offer. Now, Ezine Articles is another great place. I mean, you can basically scour their humongous directory of articles for experts in any niche. Another thing is you might want to consider getting a JV broker. And you can just Google the term JV broker, and you'll see plenty of people that can help you in finding other people, because this is what they do for a living, and they take a small percentage of the overall sales. And then probably the most effective one that I've seen in my own personal life is networking at seminars. And you'll be surprised, these quote-unquote gurus, I mean, they're real people, they're very approachable. You know, I've had people approach me at seminars, and we've worked out JV deals that have been very profitable for the both of us. So just keep in mind that going to these actual events where they're actually sitting there is going to be a lot more powerful than, say, sending them a random email and telling them how great your product is, because they've already seen your face. And at that point, you can establish, you know, the relationship. And when they see your email after they've already met you, they're going to be able to put a face to that name. They're going to put a face to that email. But let's talk about the common mistakes that new people, newbies, brand new people usually make when they're starting out and they're approaching these JV partners, you know, for the first time. Well, first of all, it's wrong timing. You know, you might not have done your due diligence. You might not have done your research. Maybe they're you know, engaged in another group conversation and you're just butting on in. So part of becoming a successful person when it comes to JVs and seeking out successful JV partners is getting your timing down right. You don't want to come in at the wrong time. Another one is sending a JV invite on a short notice. Now, let's say if you have to have your promotion go out, say, next week, you know, you don't want to start sending out those invites now. You should have started, you know, several weeks ago, maybe even a month. You probably want to give them at least a month in order to figure out when they can fit it in their promotion schedule. Because keep in mind, a lot of these gurus, they have promotion schedules, and you have to figure out, okay, are they launching anything? Are they promoting something that one of their friends are launching? So you have to make sure that you get the timing down right so that you don't push off because you only get one chance to make a first impression, right? And it's not to say that if you blow the first chance, there's never going to be a second chance, but how realistic and how likely is, if you blow the first one, how likely is it that you're going to get another one? Not likely. Could it happen? Yes, but we want to do it right from the start. Another thing is, you know, maybe your overall offer is just not attractive. You know, maybe your offer just doesn't have that pizzazz that they're looking for. You know, that's another common mistake. And, you know, maybe the offer that you have is not exactly in the same niche. And you might be thinking, well, yeah, it is. You know, this is in this niche. Well, there's sub niches and there's sub sub niches. So you got to make sure that your offer is a complement to the type of customer base or prospect or list base that the JV person has, the JV, the person that you're trying to get on board here with this promotion. Now, another one is another common mistake that newbies make is the me first approach. You know, basically thinking about yourself first, and you have to think about the other person. Then the next one is the anonymous JV partner, somebody just coming out of the blue and not really talking much about themselves, who they are, how they found them, and how the promotion can help. I mean, this one just it's just not going to get you anywhere. You're not even going to get a reply most likely on this one. And then the guilt trap approach, okay? You don't want to trap them with guilt, and that can be you know, many things can fall under guilt, but you basically don't want to guilt them into becoming a JV partner of yours. That's definitely one you want to stay away from, because I can guarantee if you start that tactic, that's going to be the last time you're able going to speak to that person. You're going to be able to speak to that person, and believe me, the word's going to spread. You know, if they're in any kind of a circle of influence or network in the same market and the same niche, it's going to spread. I've seen it happen many times before, so don't get into any of these common newbie mistakes when approaching JV partners. Now, let's talk about the big, I guess you can call this the million-dollar question: how to get the JV partner to say yes to your JV offer. Okay, so how are you going to pull off a successful JV invite? Now, there's some strategies, but these are pretty cut and dry, and they're going to work if you just apply them. And there's a little bit of work to be done, but believe me, it's not that hard. And when you've done it once, it's easy to just replicate it to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And once you've done one of these successful, believe me, it's not even going to be like work. It's going to be fun setting these things up. Now, you want to be prepared. 99% of your work is done before you ever make the first contact. Okay, that's just a fact. You want to treat their customers like they're gold. You want their customers to thank the JV partner for promoting that product. You want them to say, you know, say their name is Joe Bob. You want the customer to say, Joe Bob, thank you so much for mailing that person's book or that person's software, because it's made my life easier. Thank you so much. You want to treat their customers like gold, because if you deliver a poor customer experience, it's going to damage their brand. It's going to damage your JV partner's brand. And believe me, you do that once, you're never going to talk to them again. So you want to make sure that you take the risk out. Don't be damaging anybody's brand. You want to test it out yourself first and make sure that you're not going to be experiencing massive customer service headaches. Then you want to demonstrate in advance what you've done to create a level of a 10 customer experience, a 10 customer experience. You know, just ask you, is your product a 10? Is your marketing a 10? Is your product 100% ready to be downloaded or shipped? Do you have your customer support all set up? You want to make sure that your JV partner knows about all this, so that they're not just mailing dark to some, you know, to about some product that might not even be ready to be fulfilled upon. Believe me, it's embarrassing when you mail out something and then it's going to get high refunds or chargebacks, and it's not good for the JV. It's not good for you as the original person. It's not good for the customer. Everybody loses. So make sure that your product's a 10, your marketing's a 10. You want your product to be 100% accessible, whether it's a download or a ship product, and then you want to have proper customer support or customer service all set up. Now, to pull off a successful JV invite, you want to do a soft launch. This is a launch that you do for yourself, or you want to get a smaller JV partner to mail first. Or another thing too is, if you don't have a list yourself, you want to send pay-per-click traffic yourself, and you want to be sure that you're tracking conversions, because like you might have heard me say in other videos, if you're not tracking conversions, then you're basically running with blinders on. You don't have a business. If you're not tracking conversions, you don't know how your offer's converting, you don't have a business. So you want to know, how many clicks did it take to make those sales? How many total sales did you make? You want to know, what are the earnings per clicks? You know, and to find that out, you take total sales divided by the number of clicks. So let's say if you generated $1,000 in sales and it took 500 clicks to get there, what you do is you take 1,000 divided by 500, and that's two. That would mean $2 per click. $2 per click EPC, or earnings per click is what you would tell the JV invite. And then the JV person. So the JV is going to say, well, I know my typical email generates, 2,000 clicks. So if every click is worth $2, then I can potentially make $4,000 from this one promotion. You know, that's how they're going to be able to estimate what their earnings are going to be from that promotion. So make it as easy as possible. Don't make them have to figure out anything. Don't leave any of the work up to them. Do the soft launch, get somebody else to do a promo, a smaller JV partner who might not be as well known or have a small list. If you don't have your own list, send your own pay-per-click traffic, track the conversions, and figure out how much is it going to earn your JV partner or potentially earn your JV partner per click. Now keep in mind, if you're telling them $2 per click and it comes back and it's $1.50 per click, they understand that there's going to be some discrepancies, but you have to have some kind of a number. You have to have a goal to kind of model after, kind of like you have to have your baseline numbers, and then you'll be able to have plenty of information to offer your potential JV partner. Now, another way to do it is when you're making a contact, you want to ask for a third-party invite. Basically, you want to network their way into, or network your way into JV relationships rather than making cold calls. And so if you make one connection, you can say, hey, do you know anybody else who might be interested in promoting my offer? And that's how you do it, instead of making cold calls, because cold calls are the worst way. If you have to start that way, that's fine. But once you're already in the door, start making that warm connection. Then you want to ask, what is it that they need? Freely share resources that can help them first. Again, it's about them first. They want to feel like, oh man, this guy or this girl is really helping me out, and how did I ever live without them before? Sure, let's do this. You want them to have that kind of an attitude. Remember, you want to treat them like gold, you want to treat their customers like gold, so that this could be a long, prosperous relationship, not just a one-time thing. Then, ask when they mail for something, what do they prefer to mail to? What kind of earnings per click do they typically like to see? So if you've already done your research and you know that your EPC is $2, and they come back and they say, oh, I'd like at least a dollar EPC, then you know that, oh my, I have an offer that could possibly do double, or at the very least is poised to do a lot better than what you're typically mailing for. So you want to make sure that you ask them first, as if you're trying to cater what it is you're promoting around their list, around the numbers that they typically expect to see. Doing this is gonna greatly increase the chances of your JV partner saying, yes, let's do this. Then another one is higher commissions. Higher commissions means offering them more money. Typically, the payouts, internet marketing, are 50%. Sometimes for higher ticket items, they can even go down a little bit, 30, 40%. But 50% is pretty much standard across the board. But you can offer them 100%, or you could say 100% on the front end and then 50% on the back end, or no back end. Your goal is just to get as many of those front-end sales coming in so that you can have a list of customers that have trusted you to pay you money, and you can market to them over and over and over again. So it's okay to offer 90 or even 100% on the front end to big affiliates that can send you hundreds of new customers. As long as you've got your back end set up, that's really what matters in the lifetime customer value. So you want to refer to the sales funnel training for more information on building out a back end. Again, this video is just about JVs, but keep in mind that if you have a solid back end or you've got plans for one, then you can offer high commissions, higher commissions. I've seen some people, some merchants offer 120% commission. That's amazing, and it works. You might even want to throw a sales contest. Pick a number, say top five people are going to get a prize. The prize number one is going to be $2,000 in cash. Prize number two could be a new digital camera. Prize number three could be an iPod. Prize number four could be $100 cash. Prize number five could be an hour consultation with you. Something, just put something together to make it exciting for them. I've seen people give away cars. I've seen people give away Ferraris, BMWs, Lamborghinis. I'm telling you, there's no limit to throwing a sales contest. Of course, if you're just starting out, that might have to just wait till down the line. But keep in mind, if you're going to be generating millions of dollars on a promotion, which some promotions generate seven figures in a matter of days, than what's going to be, a $50,000 car, a $100,000 car. I mean, sure, right now it seems like a lot, but, if you keep in mind, this is an expense. It's an advertising marketing expense to generate more sales, then yeah, it's absolutely worth it. And then you want to reciprocate with the JV partner before your product launch. So you might even take the initiative and say, look, before you even commit to me, I want to mail for you. I want to mail to my list for any product that you want to promote. Of course, if it fits the guidelines of your own product, because you don't want to butcher up your own brand. But I'm assuming that if you're going after a JV partner, then you guys are or you people are seeing eye to eye on the level of professionalism and the quality of the brand name to actually do that reciprocation. So that's not even an issue here. But just make sure that you take the initiative and say, look, I'll mail for you before you mail for me, and that'll give them more and more incentive to do that. And then, of course, you want to give complimentary access of your product to your JV partner. So if it's an ebook that you've written, go ahead and send it to them for their review. Let them give you their opinion and let them see that it's top-notch. Let them see that it's a 10. Oftentimes, if it is a 10, you're going to get they're going to reply and they're going to say, this is good stuff. I'd be more than happy to promote this to my list. And you're going to get them to write a positive review to their own list, and it's just going to work out better. So always give away a complimentary product, because let's say if there is a hole or something missing in your product, who better than the JV person to tell you, hey, this looks great, but my list usually likes a product with this or this involved. Can you fix it? Can you set it up? And who knows, maybe that advice is going to help you make more money on other JVs, not just with that one person. So always give complimentary access to your product so that they can give you their feedback and their personal opinion on it. And of course, it just makes you look a lot more legit and confident in your product. And then you want to make sure that they get to know exactly how they get paid. How are they going to get paid? Is it going to be through, a third-party payment solution like ClickBank? A lot of people like promoting ClickBank because they know they're going to get paid on time without fail. So you want to make sure that that they understand how they're going to get paid, because I've heard horror stories of people that don't get paid. People promote and the person that they're promoting for, they don't live up to their promises. That's another fast way to burn bridges with your affiliates. Don't burn bridges with them. Treat them like gold. Pay them a little extra if you have to. Give them bonuses. Entice them. If they make 20 sales, you'll pay them 10% more. Whatever it takes to get that action going, because this is not a one-time deal. This is not a one-time relationship. This is an ongoing. These people are going to feed you for a long, long time if you develop a good relationship. So treat it that way. Make sure you let them know exactly how they're going to get paid, because that's the number one thing. That's why they're doing it in the first place. Then you want to ask them if they want to include a bonus to go along with your product or service. This is a great way to do it, because imagine what better than selling, let's say it's a dog training guide, and then the person's going to do a JV on your behalf for your dog training guide to his list. So he sends out to his list, and then he can entice his list to buy your dog training guide by saying, I am going to write a little special book on how to potty train your dog, something that complements the dog training, and give it as a bonus for that purchase. That's an awesome way of doing it. And now that they're a true JV partner, they're enhancing your offer and they're getting leads in exchange for that. So this is a win-win on both sides. And there's a lot more detail on this throughout the other videos, but this is just an excellent way of pulling off a successful JV invite. But let's talk for a second. What do you do when the potential JV partner says no to your JV offer? Well, you want to ask, what is it going to take in order for this to work for you? Think about what is it that you need to do. There's a lot of things you can do. You can bump up the commissions to 100%. You can even give away 120% commission, because again, you're generating the leads, you're generating the back-end customers. And they may still say no this time around, but you're going to get their criteria for partnering up with them in the future for future product releases that you do. So other than that, just feel free to move on. Not everyone's going to say yes, and you don't need everyone to say yes, because even a strong group of a dozen or so JV partners can create a six-figure income for you. So the biggest takeaway that I could say that you should be getting from this is ask them. When they say no, you ask them, what is it going to take in order for this to work out for you? And you do that, you are more than likely going to get a positive reply, and that's going to help you for the next time. And of course, I'm not focusing too much on the fact that they're going to say no, because if you've already followed all the steps that I've just outlined in the previous slides to pull off a successful JV partnership, then you're not even going to have to worry about this part. The key thing is to get started, take action. You know, get in those forums, get into those, you know, into those Facebook groups, get out to those events, start meeting people, meet people face to face, shake their hands, call them up on the phone, and be real to them. Don't just hide behind an email. That's going to greatly increase your chances of pulling off a successful JV partnership. So I've hoped you found this video informative. You know, we're right about 20 minutes right now, so you see, there's not much to this. You know, there's just simple steps that you have to follow. You have to do it consistently, and you're going to build a massive army of affiliates and JV partners to mail out for you anytime you want to, as long as you treat them and their customers like gold. So go ahead. I've given you enough information in this video so that you can get out there and start building your million-dollar JV partner list. So get out there, do it, take action, and I'll see you on the next video.